Hello, this is Mark Phillips, and I'm going to be reading from the first and second chapters of Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith, the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles, in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hands, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Total depravity, T, unconditional election, U, limited atonement, L, irresistible grace, I, perseverance of the saints, P. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, TULIP, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and him put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, the lust of our flesh fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. What I find is God only opens our minds. God only gives the grace that he gives, because God's the only good person there is, as God the Father in heaven. Find that he only chose certain few to be with him up in heaven. And TULIP is total depravity, T. Total depravity means that we're totally depraved, there's no good in us. And conditional election means that God only chose a certain few to be elect up in heaven. Limited atonement means God limited the atonement to certain elect. Irresistible grace means there's no way we can get grace without God giving it to us first. I'm bestowing grace upon his elect. Perseverance of the saints is perseverance God gives through his son Jesus to his elect. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. God chose people before the foundation of the world to be with him up there in heaven. Having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. God's will is for his elect to be with him up in heaven. In whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. God's counsel stands every time. He's always been. His counsel will be for him forever. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusts in Christ. God's glory reigns in heaven. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Spirit of wisdom is from Jesus, given to the Father, given to God. given to us through God and Jesus, which He wrought in Christ Jesus when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. When Jesus died on the cross, God raised Jesus from the dead the third day. Every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Jesus is the only way to God, God the Father. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. The devil tempts people into sin, but Jesus is the way to heaven. God, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us. God had to have Jesus die on the cross, but that was His will. Jesus died for His elect. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. People that ask Jesus for good works that are Christians, He gives them gifts of works. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Jesus hid a lot of things from people before they became Christians, before they became Christian. And he doesn't know the non-elect. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That means that glory is through Christ Jesus in the church. And throughout all ages, He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end.